Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Success Curve with Jed Ray. You can tune in each week as Jed and his guests talk about your success. You can join the conversation on the internet. Visit blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve, where you can send your questions to Jed.
Welcome to the set of the Success Curve at CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon, broadcasting live on Facebook, Blog Talk, and on live stream. You can see us at our Facebook page at The Success Curve. You can hear us live right now on blogtalkradio.com/The Success Curve, and we're coming to you with a live streaming feed also on livestream.com/The Success Curve. And my name is Jed Ray, and I'm so happy to have you here. We have a really kind of an interesting evening. We're gonna twist it up a little bit. This month we've been focusing on communication, and we're gonna close the month out. I thank my co-host Pamela Kanoyer for spending the last 3 weeks with us, sharing her expertise and her wisdom with us. We're gonna close this evening out with an interesting twist on communication. We're going to talk about some of the key points that we brought up over the course of the last month, change and success. We're going to add perseverance and faith to that. I'm excited to have my best friend from Bayport, Michigan, on the line with us. And we're going to share a little bit about Michael McCleary's movie that he produced over about a year ago. He and Casey Turner put out a fascinating, fascinating movie. We're going to have them on, and we're going to show some clips. We're just going to have a good time tonight. So if you are out there on the Blog Talk line and you'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-989-8484. Again, 347-989-8484. We already have some guests in the chat room. If you are a guest in the chat room on the Blog Talk, you will not be able to interact in the chat room unless you log back out, sign up for a free account, and then log back in. But if you come in as a guest, all you'll be able to do is listen and read everybody else's texting. So without further ado, I want to run a clip. Right now it's about a 10-minute clip of Michael McCleary's movie, An Anything But Ordinary Journey. It's a fascinating story of how ordinary people can do extraordinary things if they really put their minds to it. And this is a great example. You know, this hybrid TV, audio, video production is an example of one of Michael's stories. So we're going to run this video, and then we're going to bring Michael and Casey on.
Would you consider your life ordinary, and if so, why?
That's a good question. Why did you have to ask me that one? Do I consider myself? Yeah, in a lot of ways. My life is very ordinary. I have 3 kids. I get up every day. I do the same things that everybody else in the world does. So it is very ordinary. It's anything but as well. And I think everybody's life is that way. anything but ordinary. Originally, it was to be a TV series first and a documentary second, and we've ended up doing documentary first, potentially maybe a TV series second down the road. But it was really about exploring what it means to be successful. And I wanted to interview different people who were considered fairly ordinary individuals. I didn't want to go out and interview the celebrities or anything like that, because I felt if people were watching real people talking about their real life, it would really prompt people to re-examine what it is they're doing in their own life. You know, if a celebrity tells you something, if Donald Trump says, you can be rich, you can be just like me, most people go, yeah, sure, right. You know, that's just not going to happen. But when they see real people who are living a life that they want to live, that are passionate about their life, I think that really brings out something that's special, and people can really buy into and understand and relate to people like that, people who are ordinary people.
I'm happy to share with you in this episode the story of Rick Mixter. Rick is an independent producer and videographer who has over a dozen awards to his credit.
One of the things they told me is if you're going to go into producing a TV series for PBS and you have no background whatsoever, nothing you can really show people about what you can do, you almost have to have a number of episodes done before they believe that you can actually deliver what it is you promised. And so I went out and said, okay, let's just shoot the whole season and we'll create a TV show from it. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, no idea what I was getting into, no budget whatsoever, you know, except for money out of my own pockets and credit cards that I could max out even more. So really, I had no clue as to what I was getting into, but it seemed like such a great idea. At the time, not knowing what I wasn't supposed to do was actually an asset, because I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to be doing what I was doing.
Well, I'd like to welcome our audience to episode 102 of the new TV series, Anything But Ordinary. And our guest today is Robert Evangelista.
And I call it Anything But Ordinary because it's really the summation of what the show is about and what the documentary is about. It's ordinary people who live extraordinary lives. So they're anything but ordinary people. And we're all anything but ordinary people, no matter who you are. You have something special to give to the world. You know, you have a special talent. You have a special gift. You may not know what it is right now, but you have something to give. We all live two lives, I think. We live an ordinary life, and we live an extraordinary life. The amount that you live in each one of those lives is really up to you. Some of us live a lot of our lives in the extraordinary part. You know, people who are well-known, people who live a life that they're passionate about. They get up every day excited about what it is they're going to do that day, no matter what it is. I think those people live a big part of their life and the extraordinary part.
Well, I'd like to welcome everyone to our TV show, Anything But Ordinary. And today our guest is Dana Alphonse, D.O.
Anything But Ordinary came about as an idea I literally woke up with one day. I woke up in the morning with this idea for a documentary, for a TV series, for a radio show, for a speaking career, for a book. Everything all based on this concept of Anything But Ordinary. And I really believe it was something more than just my idea. I believe there was definitely an element of divine intervention there. Because people say, how could you have all these ideas? And one way I can explain how that all came to me.
So I'm glad to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for coming, and welcome to my funeral.
Yes. As you can see, we're filming today at a wonderful funeral home. And you're probably all wondering, Why funeral home? Why all the caskets? And we'll get into that pretty shortly.
Everybody's interview has been successful, even if you don't see it so much here, maybe even in the documentary. Maybe someone only gets a small piece. But they all played into who I am and what this documentary is about, no matter how much time they're on air.
Hello, this is Mike McCleary, and welcome to Anything But Ordinary. Today we're meeting with Carolyn Burke, an entrepreneur, a writer, and information security expert.
The biggest thing I want people to see and to learn from Anything But Ordinary is just to reevaluate what it is they're doing with their life, to see other people who are doing things they love to do, ordinary people who live extraordinary lives. I mean, it's really, in the end, that's what ABO is about. And so if people would just begin to open up their eyes to the potential that they have and what it is they could do or be, if I had just a small part in that, that's an amazing success right there. My life before starting Anything But Ordinary was tough. I got to the point in corporate life where I was so unhappy with my job that I was literally getting suicidal. And everybody I've told has been absolutely shocked, you know, that that was the case. But I didn't let that really on the outside. I felt it inside. It was nothing against my job or my employer, which were great. You know, there was nothing wrong with those things. But I had a driving feeling that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And that was eating me up. I was just, you know, going down along the river, just taking wherever life took me. I wasn't driving the boat or anything. I was just going along with the flow. And that was very difficult for me. And so getting out of that situation and being able to finally have control over where I was going and what I wanted to do, that was exciting. And so I left my job and started a video production company. And once I changed my circumstances, I felt so much better about myself, even though, I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty. I mean, where are we going to get jobs? I never had done video production before. Starting the video production company led to the idea of Anything But Ordinary. The main people that we interviewed was around 20, and it took a long time. I mean, we shot all over the place. We filmed people in Florida. We filmed people in Toronto twice. We interviewed in Michigan, and Georgia, Virginia. We did interviews. We interviewed all over the place. And it took a long time because there was no budget. There was not a lot of money. So it was when we could find time or scrape together enough money to travel to a certain place. So it took quite some time to do the interviews. The interviews took about 2 years.
Let me ask you this question. How do you define success?
Defining the people that we chose really was blind luck. It was friends. It was people I had been very interested in for a long time. And there were a few people that when we were going to be shooting in a certain location like Florida or Toronto, that I decided, you know, how can I get a few other people in here to interview? And so I'd go out on the web and find someone from the area and look up their story, see if it's interesting, and contact them. And if they were interested, then we also fit them in for an interview too.
You've gone through a number of changes in your life, and you've known a number of people again who have made drastic changes. What advice can you give to someone that wants to make a change in their life?
Main questions that we had were, how's change affected your life? And what recommendations do you have for people who want to make a change? Because that was very important to me. You know, after just making a big change with leaving my job, I felt that was an important question to ask. How important is perseverance? I mean, what does perseverance mean to you? That was a big question. Faith, how has faith played out? And how do you define faith? And that can be different for everybody.
You brought up the word faith. In your life, what does that word mean to you? The whole idea of faith, whether it be faith in yourself, faith in God, faith in your fellow man, what does faith mean to you?
And then the biggest question of all was, what does success mean to you? So those were the four main areas, and really each of them playing into the other. You know, being able to make a change requires perseverance, and that perseverance often requires faith, and having faith eventually leads you to success. And so they all kind of played into each other. At the time when I came up with the questions, I really didn't plan it that way, but it was interesting looking back after doing the interviews how that all worked out together.
Every time I see that, it brings me almost to tears. It really does, and I am so glad that I was able to share that with you. Welcome back. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring Michael and Casey on, I believe. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You never know what's going to happen on a marvelous Monday.
Am I on?
Hello. Hi, Harry. Hi, Phil.
And you're jumping the gun. You're going to give away the climax by asking the question.
Yeah, Phil, stop it. What'd you do?
Harry wants to know the details.
Yeah.
All right, I promise. Am I on? I think these guys get together in a small room and they start farting. You know, it's not just one individual fart from each person. It blends together and creates this whole new aroma that's completely different.
I don't know if I would use the word aroma.
That's a good one.
Yeah, baby.
Turn your marvelous on every Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Vivid Life Radio. Go to marvelousmondays.info.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
Am I on?
Yeah, just smile and wave. Thanks, Harry and Phil. Appreciate that. My friends on Marvelous Mondays. Well, well, welcome back to the Success Curve. My name is Jed Ray. We're at the Success Curve set, the CTV studios in Eugene, Oregon, broadcasting live on Channel 29, Comcast 29, audio signal blog at blogtalkradio.com/the Success Curve, and a live video feed out to livestream.com/the Success Curve. You can also see us at Facebook. You can see us on Delayed, on also on thesuccesscurve.com. There's all kinds of places to find this program that you're currently watching, either live or on tape delay. Without further ado, Michael, are you there? Yeah. Well, we've had a few technical difficulties. I'm sure that we'll figure out where he's at. I see him in the chat room. Michael, are you there? Okay. Anyway, let me do this while Andrew figures out where Michael went. Casey, are you there?
Yeah, Jed, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great.
All right. Hey, Case. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm here. I'll talk to you, man.
Okay. Well, I see Michael in the chat room. We have Casey Turner of Turner. I think it's Turner Productions. Isn't that correct?
Turner Arts. I can't.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Casey. Go ahead.
No. I Turner Arts. Turner Arts. That's
Turner
I kind of sold him
okay.
some Lucas Art.
Well, Casey was the camera behind the scenes, the production, the creator, the producer, the chief bottle washer. Casey did it all when it came to helping Michael put this movie together. And between the two of them, they created quite a story. And I'm privileged to have come to know both of them and have been able to share this story. And it's part of my story, too. So let's get right into it. We'll wait for Michael, and he'll call back in, and we'll get it figured out.
Yeah.
Michael, you there? Okay. So, Casey, tell me a little bit about what – oh, there he is. I can hear him now. He's chuckling.
You know how many times I said, I'm here, I'm here?
No, we didn't hear you. We didn't hear you.
I'm okay. Back.
Okay, I'm glad you're back. That other voice is Michael McClary. He's from Bayport, Michigan. Casey, where are you right now?
I actually live in Bayport, Michigan, too.
Okay, so both of them are Bayport, Michigan, and we're talking with the creators of the movie and Anything But Ordinary Journey. You guys rock.
Well, so do you, Jed.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks, Jed.
Yeah, you bet. Well, when you talk about these four topics in regards to communication, what a great way to share that. In interviewing ordinary, everyday people with extraordinary lives, I just think that's quite fascinating. It really, really was quite a special treat for me when I got to see this, and I've seen it several times, and now I had the opportunity to create a montage. We're going to see that in a little bit after we have a chance to chat with both of you. But tell us a little story. Tell us a little bit more about what this means to you.
I was going to say, Jed, if you pretty much showed my whole story right there in the beginning. I don't know if we need to talk anymore.
Come
on.
Sorry,
I couldn't help it. What does this mean to me? I mean, it means a lot. You know, this is really part of my story and part of my journey. It was 5 years of my life to come up with the idea, to shoot, to create, and get this film out to people, and now to speak about it and speak about the things that I learned in the creation of it and what I learned from these 20 amazing individuals. So really, this film is a big part of my life. It's a big part of my story. It's a huge part of my story, and I know for Casey, who slaved for months editing this project
and also helping me film and create the ideas and everything else. You know, it's a big part of his story as well.
Mm. Yeah, you know, when you the four foundation, the four pillars of this are change, perseverance, faith, and success. And like you ended the last clip with, they're all critically tied together. Mm-hmm. You can't have success without the faith, the perseverance, and the change, but you're not going to create change without having perseverance and faith. And all of those things together all interact with one another. What a fascinating story to come up with those pillars. And they go right with this hybrid off-the-wall show that we have here in Eugene every Wednesday night. You know, this was a challenge to begin with. In fact, I wrote an article to a local website here just about this same story. So it's all coming to fruition with you two as well, being able to share your story about what's happening on the success curve, what's happening with Beacon Media, what's happening with Turner Arts, what's happening with Anything But Ordinary. It's awesome. I'm just blessed to be a part of your lives.
Thanks, Jed.
Cool.
Thanks, Jed. Yeah.
Casey.
Why not?
Casey's cool.
It's cool. So, Casey, what are you currently working on now? I know what Michael's working on. I'm going to ask him a couple things, too. What are you currently working on?
I am working on a documentary project with Mike. We're doing a project here in Michigan for a large city, and then I also have I do video production work, and I've been doing live internet broadcasting of events, and then I have a separate company. It's called ThumbMagazine.com, and it's a local magazine here in the area of Michigan. We call it the Mitten. Michigan's like the Mitten, and we live in the thumb of the Mitten, and so I do stories on unique people and events and happenings and places, locations, just really cool stuff going on here in our community, and so that's kind of what I do. That's what I'm up to.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah. We know what Michael's up to. He's up to standing on stage talking about all kinds of cool things, huh? Aren't you?
Yeah. That's great.
I am, Jed. And also, too, for the listeners, no matter where you're at, I really recommend everybody check out Casey's site, because no matter where you live in the country. The stories that he has on Thumb Magazine, even though they're particular to our area, really are the stories of small town America. There's so many great ones on there that I think anybody can really connect with what he's doing, no matter where you are in the country, particularly in the heartland. So I really suggest that other people check it out, even those who don't live here in the state.
Where can people check that out, Casey?
It's thumbmagazine.com, and it's one word, thumb, like your thumb, magazine. And it is, Mike's right on. I mean, I grew up in San Francisco Bay Area, California, and moving here, and seeing a completely different culture. It's just been really cool to film that, to interview people. And I kind of have a little different perspective. And I see things here as like, wow, you guys have a really great thing going, and excited to share that with people. I'm trying to show people here that, sometimes when you grow up in an area, you don't always see that, you think the grass is always greener. And so it's, trying to kind of take a snapshot of the culture here and share that with others.
Great. Cool. Well, the chat room's filling up. We have some of the usual suspects, as my friend Harry and Phil say, in the chat room. They're going wild in there. Hi, Maria. I miss you. Oh, that's great. Well, you guys, I am so pleased that you were able to take the time out of your busy schedules to join us on the Success Curve. My name is Jed Ray. We're coming to you live from the CTV studios in Eugene, Oregon. We're broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com/thesuccesscurve. You can call in if you want to chat with Michael or Casey. The number is 347 888-989-8484. You can see that right there on your screen.
Call in.
Yeah, do call
please
in.
Call
343.
We want questions. We want to hear from the people.
We want to hear from the people. That's right. 347-989-8484. And you can also watch us live streaming on livestream.com/thesuccesscurve. And, of course, delayed recordings on Facebook and on The Success Curve. So we're going to show another clip here in a little bit that goes into a little bit more detail of some of the stories that were collected that Casey and Michael were able to capture the essence of this, of the points, the pillars, which I think are real pivotal. Yeah, right.
Pivotal.
Tongue-tied tonight. Pivotal. How's that? Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.
Change, perseverance, faith, and success. And in just a minute, we'll go to that. Do we? Is there a question in the chat room? Oh, Maria says, me too. Okay. Ooh, and there's some more stuff. And there's Michael. He's chatting. Okay, you guys keep the chat going. Yeah, again, if you want to call in and ask Michael or Casey or myself any questions whatsoever, 347-989-8484. We'd love to hear from you. So why don't we do this? Why don't we cut to this next piece? And then that'll give us some more conversation pieces to talk about, because I've got some names down that we have in this piece, and I'd like to ask Michael a little bit specifics about some of these pieces. So why don't we go ahead and run that?
For me, the question becomes, are you going to influence the change that is occurring naturally in your life, or are you going to allow yourself just to be carried by life? I prefer to take some responsibility and influence that change.
Anybody that's forced into a change or wants to make a change, go back to basics, which is get in touch with yourself, understand what you want, and if the change is forced upon you or a change that you force yourself, start moving in a direction that's your direction. It's about what you want to do.
The ultimate advice I have when someone wants to manifest change or is at a threshold like that or at a fork in the road is to define the end results that they're now after. Okay, generally in broad brush strokes. You're not saying, I have to write this book, I have to close this deal, I have to marry that person. It's like, look, those are hows to these greater objectives I was just talking about. Turn those over to the universe after you've defined the end result, and then simply kind of do life's dance, doing all you can with what you've got from where you are, not to hit the home run. That's messing with the house. That's carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders.
You know, if you don't like assembling car parts into a thing, but you're doing it because it's the only money you have, you know, you've got to literally look and say, maybe I should find something I like doing. The money will come. It'll eventually come if you love what you're doing and you're great at it. Don't stay in any job or don't pursue a job simply because of money, because that's going to be a disappointment.
Mike, when you get a message that says you're 16 and pregnant, it can mean many things. But I would say to anybody that is faced with a situation like that, find something bigger than you to keep you going, to keep you persevering.
And perseverance is not doing stupid things over and over again, but it's in those situations that we all know that there comes a time where it becomes incredibly difficult, it becomes incredibly challenging, and we're not in control of the circumstances, but those are the times where you persevere through, you lean and surrender, and those are the times that reveal the character within us.
I just decided this is what I'm going to do. This is what I think I can do, and this is what I want to do. And that's another really big deal about perseverance. You have to want to do it. If I wrote this book and decided that I hate it, and then it felt like homework and something horrible that I didn't want to do, then I wouldn't do it. I would change my mind, do something else. I would rather be a cook if that's what I decided to do. I don't want to be a cook. I can't cook. I can hardly make ice. So I wrote a book, and I'm a dancer. That's what I wanted to do.
For me, perseverance means never to quit. Never to quit. Believe in the possibilities. Believe in the possibilities, because a lot of times we isolate ourselves and believe that we can't accomplish certain things. But if we could stay focused long enough that someone else has been here before us. Case in point, in 1954, Mike, the common belief across America, or really the world, because it has never been done before, was that man could not break the four-minute barrier. Along comes Roger Bannister, breaks the four-minute barrier. Wow. Since that time to now, over 20,000 people, including high school students, have broken that barrier. What changed? What changed? When these people hit that track, they knew it was possible.
Oh God, look what we've done. We've made a mess of love. A mess of love. Oh God, look what we've done. We're lost and no one's won. And no one's won.
For me, plays a huge role, because you have to have faith that there's a purpose, whatever that purpose is. You have to have a reason to get up every day, and that comes down to a question of faith.
I have a really different way of looking at faith. I believe it's very valuable up to a point, and then many people believe that's as good as it gets, so they kind of put a fake acceptance on it. What I do now in my life is I don't accept anything less than knowing. And I believe that's possible, that we can know the divine orchestration of things, and then we don't need faith.
Faith for me has been an absolute acceptance that I'm not running all of this. I am basically, by the basis of my thoughts, experiencing my life in a certain way based on my perception of events. But I can't spin a universe into existence, so there must be something greater than me. And that simplistic and simple statement, I just don't know, I'll know when I find out, is faith for me.
I'm strongly atheist. I was not raised with anything religious in my world. And when people would say, what do you believe in? As a little kid, they ask you that. I would always say, me. Which, you know, looking back, it sounds very arrogant, but it really instilled a sense of confidence in me about my abilities and what I could do. And I come up with this idea of faith generator. The generator part is, you know, it's a machine. It's all the hard work you do, the daily chores, the discipline, just getting things done. But the faith part is what every entrepreneur has, and a lot of other people. The belief that what you do matters, and that it will have an effect on other people around you, and you will create a better future for yourself.
To me, it's actually being in a place in my life now where I'm comfortable with who I am, and I know I'm going in the right direction, even if I have a lot to learn. And the more I learn about this business, the less I know. You know, it's like there's so much to learn. But it's the whole process of learning for me. It's not like, dang, I'm done. You know, okay, I'm baked, I'm done, all done. The whole point of being here is learning and moving forward, and who you turn into and who you change into during the process. So for me, success is getting to the point where you can really guide yourself.
In my world, to be successful would be, yes, to be financially independent, and to also to look back at my life and not regret anything, and to have felt a minimum of boredom in my life, to have felt that I've tried everything that I want to try.
I am now understanding success to be not about me. You know, I know you know, but I'm now finally realizing that for me to be a success, I disappear in light of other people's needs. It's really weird. And it's not fun to define it that way. It's definitely not an enjoyable process to pursue such a definition, but the more I am able to celebrate the value of life, the more my needs become the needs of other people, the more I love the things of God, hate the things of God, love those whom God loves, and love God way more than myself, the more successful I feel. Success for me has nothing to do with material gain. But it's easy for people to say that. Try living it. Or visit a monastery. You might find the inspiration you're looking for. So it's not just a matter of being spiritual. It's a matter of being free from material things, free from personal gain, free from this constant tendency we all have to wrench life to fit our own conveniences. Success for me is about seeing other people thrive and seeing God in them in a way that God intends to be exemplified. And that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for me, but I'll be struggling for the rest of my life to be okay with that.
You know, success can take a lot of different forms in my mind. But it's when you reach that place in your life, wherever it falls, but when you reach a place in your life where you realize that you've got something that you might never have thought you would ever get, or that you're surprised you have, but that point when you reach in your life where you've got something, you've accomplished something, and you know, whether it's little bits of success, buying your first home or your first car, or whether it's, you know, momentous ones like the wedding of a daughter or something like that. When you reach that point, that's success. And, you know, we think in terms, a lot of times, that success is we throw a party for it. It's some big occasion. No, look, you take any 24-hour period, and I'll guarantee you there are moments of success that you ought to celebrate in your own way, even if it is just take a moment in your heart and appreciate it. That's success. It's those little things that are there. Success doesn't always have to be capitalized.
Anything But Ordinary has really helped me realize a whole bunch of things about my life. How anybody can do anything they want to do. How, you know, it was really proven to me that fact. Those questions that I ask of the different people we've interviewed, you know, what's change mean to you? What's perseverance? What about faith? What about success? Start asking those questions to yourself. And I really look at myself as just someone who plants a seed and gets people just to start to open up and start to ask questions. So many of us go through our life without asking any questions. We just accept everything the way it is and refuse to ask questions of ourselves and of other people. And so if people would just begin to open up their eyes to the potential that they have and what it is they could do or be, if I had just a small part in that, that's an amazing success rate. I would really like people just to realize that they're special. No matter who they are, no matter where they are in their life, we all have value and we all have meaning. From the youngest child to the oldest person, everybody has something special about themselves. Everybody is beautiful in their own way. I mean, so many people get so hung up in not thinking they're perfect. I can't tell you how many people I know that are some of the most attractive, physically attractive people in the world, but yet they don't feel that way at all. And yet some of the people who maybe are not so physically attractive feel beautiful inside, feel wonderful inside. It's all how we look at ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. Success is more than money. Success is more than the big achievements, the big awards. Success is being happy with your life. Success is following your passions and dreams. Success is doing what you feel you're supposed to do in this world. And if you're not sure what it is, it's going out and finding out what it is you feel you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to get better.
Your story made me cry, and then you laughed and asked me why. I said your tale is like my own, it even carries every line.
Stop the tape! Stop the presses! I had to put that last piece in. Oh, that was some excerpts from Anything But Ordinary Journey. Michael McCleary and Casey Turner. Are you guys there?
Yeah, you were. I thought you were gonna give away the whole ending. But thanks.
Yeah, I was like, it's a Jed remix.
Well, I'm not a professional videographer, but I have fun with in the editing bay, and it was a lot of fun. I knew it was long, but I wanted to present the essence of what this show is about by sharing the essence of what my two friends have created and what that story meant to them and what that story means to every single person that you interviewed. And so, you know, obviously we have about 15 minutes here. There was a caller on the line also we can bring on if they have a question, but you know, one of the ones I want to talk about is Rick Mixer. You know, Rick is a local resident in your area. In some respects, he could be considered as competitive to who both of you are, but yet he opened his heart and his spirit to this project and really shared. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more to Rick's story than what you saw on the video, but he's a gifted soul, and he just spells it right out, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He shall let you go first.
Yeah, Mixter just is what you see is what you get, and it doesn't, you know, I think he really fits the whole mold of Anything But Ordinary. And when I think of the word ordinary, I just think he's the guy that he's the guy in your, you know, you meet at your office party, you hang out with, you go bowling with. I mean, he's like just an all-American guy, you know, and he's just got this great story and great sense of wit and just an awesome guy.
Yeah. Great pick, Michael.
Yeah, he really is. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jed, but
No, go ahead.
One of the reasons I picked Rick, too, was, you know, not only because of his fascinating story, but also, he's a real genuine person. When I first got into the video business, I met him at an event at a local lighthouse. He was selling some of his dive videos. Rick's a really talented underwater videographer. He has a whole bunch of videos on shipwrecks in the Great Lakes. But the first thing he offered to do was help us out and be there, give us any advice he could. And here we are, quote unquote, competitors. But he wanted to be there to help us out in any way he could. So, really, really amazing individual.
Yeah. You know, that when we talk about change, perseverance, faith, and success, those become visceral to those of us that work very, very diligently on our craft. Most of us would consider that craft ourselves. And the things that we do on a daily basis that get us up in the morning. One of, you know, I like one of the comments, I don't recall who said it, was a young woman there, that perseverance is just getting up in the morning and getting started and getting going. You know, if we're going to bring about change, we got to persevere. We got to believe in what it is that we're doing. And all of that creates success. I like Chris's, I hope to meet that young man someday. He's a very gifted And I couldn't tell you what that instrument is that he plays, but what do they call that?
The sitar.
A sitar?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Now, I got to tell you, that was intense. I played that back several times just watching him. I've never seen anyone play that before. But I'll tell you, he's a fascinating young man and very gifted and a very, very special person. So I know he's close to both of you. So that's I think, Michael, you've interviewed him on one of your radio shows too, I believe.
Yeah, I've had Chris on the radio show before. A long time ago, I used to do a live teleclass. I know there's MP3s out there somewhere of it, but I had Chris on as well, and also worked on a project with Chris at one time. And Chris is really a real genuine person as well, one of those real deals, and probably one of the most intelligent people I've ever met. We cut out a lot of this interview just because it almost went over our heads, and we were thinking, man, if we get this to a general audience, we were going to go, huh? But, you know, he has an amazing, amazing story as well, and like I said, probably one of the most intelligent people I know.
Yeah, there was some of the content in his when you watch the full video. You're going to have to we'll get Michael and Casey to give us the location where we can pick that video up. I have some, so if you want some, just let me know. But I think I have two left. They were given to me for publicity distribution, and I still have two of them left. But anyway, we'll get you that before the end of the show. We've got about 10 minutes left. There's a caller on the line? Yeah, we'll bring that caller on. Want to know who this is? The chat room's full. This is totally awesome. Having a great night tonight, guys. Glad you joined us. Hello? Our caller?
Hello?
Yes. Who's our caller?
I think some guy named Harry.
Harry! Wow! Mr. Harry Shade! How are you?
Jed Ray, you know, anytime that I have the possibility of being in the same space and time with you and Michael McCleary, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's a time warp, huh?
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah.
That brings us back to New Year's Eve or New Year's night.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great night.
Jed playing the harmonica.
That was a wonderful. I left my harmonica in the car. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. Wait, I do have a question for Michael.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Basically, Michael, from doing this absolutely phenomenal film that you put together, what would you say was your greatest takeaway?
That's a great question, Harry. And also, too, I want to note, because you said that I put together, I may have had the creative idea behind it, but really Casey's the one who slaved hours to put this together. So really credit goes to Casey for that editing job, because he literally spent hundreds upon hundreds of hours putting it together. But as far as what I took away from it, you know, I kind of told this at a program I did just last weekend, and that was, success isn't about money. It's not about all the things that we gather. It's not about all these things that come around us. Success is really about the journey. Success is finding something that you're passionate about, that you want to get up and do every day, that you want to live life to your fullest and really create something that helps other people. So if you can get up every day, love what you're doing, you know, just be excited to get up, passionate about what it is that you're doing every day, to me that's success, no matter what material gains you may get in the world.
Very well.
Yeah, that's great stuff, Michael. And I tell you what, Casey's here too, right?
Yeah,
I'm here.
On the line.
Hey, Casey, same question for you. From being a part of this project with Michael, what was your biggest takeaway?
Well, for me, I was seeing all these clips, and you see all these interviews and how they all intertwine together to tell one story that somehow, I don't know, just it replayed over in my head a million times, you know, editing it through it and seeing the film a million times now. And for me, what I walk away with is actually I walk away with being challenged by the power of question. And I see a lot of people that go through life that never question just the basic things in life, you know, what changes need to happen in my life, you know, what do I need to persevere through, and maybe, you know, what's going to help me to persevere? What is faith? Do I have faith? Do I need faith? Do I don't want it, you know? And what is success? It's like these basic fundamental questions, but yet, you know, nobody asks them. And I think when we did this film, it, first of all, it challenged me, like, I mean, huge. And I'm still struggling, actually, with some of these questions, to be honest. But that's good. I think I'll always be struggling with them. But it also, it taught me that there's so much power in just asking the question, just a basic question. And I kind of, Mike and I talked about this film being a seed planting type of thing, where we plant a small seed in someone with a question, and it just opens that door for someone else to find those amazing things in their own life.
You know, Harry, thank you for asking that question, because I think that that leads me to a question: what's next? You know, when you look at change, perseverance, faith, and success, you reach a point when you've satisfied that goal, you satisfied that urge, you've completed it, you've made to that point. In order for you to continue to grow within yourself and to serve humanity as at a larger notion, what is it that's on your plate next, Michael?
Casey.
Michael.
Casey.
Michael.
Hey, Harry, how about you answer it?
I'm enjoying those two playing tennis.
I'll go first, I guess. What's next for me is so many things. Lots of things are on the plate for me, and working on really bringing this message to a large mass audience, not only individuals. We're working on, with Harry, in fact, a project to bring this story down to Ohio State University and share it with students. I've had so many people say we need to get this out to students and young people, so that's a project we're working on. Also, you know, corporate training programs to bring these concepts to different corporations. It's a big process. Like, I've got a Blog Talk radio show, which is based on this, and also eventually we'll be working on a new pilot early this year to kind of revisit this whole project and create a TV show out of it. So there's many more, but that's just a few right now that are based on this.
And we are working on in the back rooms of it here at the University of Oregon as well. So
yes, that's true too.
So cool. Casey, what about you?
Well, I guess as far as this project, I mean, it was really me being a friend. Like, I wanted to support Mike. This is his baby, man. This is like ABO, Anything But Ordinary, is like, it's him, it's his story, and really I kind of jumped on board to help him see it come to be and encourage him to go for it, you know, to pursue this speaking career and to really go out and help people to find their own paths. And I guess I don't know how I got roped into it completely, but
very convincing. I begged and pleaded.
Well,
and I won't tell you other things that I did to get him to participate. But
that's okay. You keep those to yourself. Well, we do. I wondered why the bottoms of his feet were black and blue and his hands and knuckles were all bloody. Gee, many Christmas. We only have a few minutes left, and what I'd like to do is have the audience know a little bit more about where they can get a hold of you, where they can contact you, see your stories, get some more content from you, locations, places, persons, places, and things. So, Michael, why don't you let everybody know where they can find Michael McCleary?
Well, you can find a copy of the film, and you can also find more about me and Casey as well at anythingbutordinary.net. And you can also listen to our Blog Talk Radio show every week here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/ Anything But Ordinary. We're on every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. And I recently found out 2 p.m. in Australia. So for all of our Australian listeners, you can check us out there. And then also you can check me out on Facebook, Michael.McCleary. I'm out there on Facebook. And those are just a few of the places. And I know Casey's got some contact info too.
Give it up,
I guess,
Casey.
Yeah, I'm an ordinary guy. You could just call me. No, I'm just kidding. No, Turner Arts is turnerarts.org is my website, and you can contact me through that. So,
turnerarts.org, cool.
You and guys, thumbmagazine.com.
Thumb magazine. Don't forget that. Thumbmagazine.com. That
great story
is,
there.
Go check that out because that is an awesome, awesome place. Very informative and something that I'm also going to chat with Casey about for this particular area because I think that online magazines, we see that the information superhighway has connected. We see that in relationships like Murdoch and Jobs just did here last month. You know, so we know that there's some evidence to digital media in that form, and so that's a great opportunity. You guys, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate you in my life, Harry. You too. I love you, man. We're all headed in a great place in 2011. This is an example of an anything but ordinary journey for Jed as well. So we've got about 40 seconds left. I'm going to do a quick station ID, and then we'll be back next week with a new monthly co-host I'm working on, a journalism student from the University of Oregon to join me. We'll see if she'll step up to the plate. But this is Jed Ray at CTV Studios in Eugene, Oregon, on the set of the Success Curve set. We come to you live every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. BlogTalkRadio.com, The Success Curve, and livestream.com, The Success Curve. May you have an awesome and creative evening.